not any more than I did, but he heard him. The ghost said a word in his ear, you know, on the evening when he left Box 5 looking so dreadfully pale.
Moncharmin heaved a sigh.
Oh, what a business, he groaned.
Ah, said Madame Giry. I've always thought there were secrets between the ghost and Monsieur Poligny. Anything that the ghost asked Monsieur Poligny to do, Monsieur Poligny did. Monsieur Poligny could refuse the ghost nothing.
You hear, Richard? Poligny could refuse the ghost nothing.
Yes, yes, I hear, said Richard.
Monsieur Poligny is a friend of the ghost, and as Madame Giry is a friend of Monsieur Poligny, there we are.
But I don't care a hang about Monsieur Poligny, he added roughly. The only person whose fate really interests me is Madame Giry.
Madame Giry, do you know what is in this envelope?
Why, of course not, she said.
Well, look.
Madame Giry looked into the envelope with a lackluster eye, which soon recovered its brilliancy.
1,000-franc notes, she cried.
Yes, Madame Giry, 1,000-franc notes, and you knew it.
I, sir, I swear.
Don't swear, Madame Giry.
And now I will tell you the second reason why I sent for you.
Madame Giry, I'm going to have you arrested.
The two black feathers on the dingy bonnet, which usually affected the attitude of two notes of interrogation, changed into two notes of exclamation. As for the bonnet itself, it swayed in menace on the old lady's tempestuous chignon. Surprise, indignation, protest, and dismay were furthermore displayed by little Meg's mother in a sort of extravagant movement of offended virtue, half bound, half slide, that brought her right under the nose of Monsieur Richard, who could not help pushing back his chair.
Have me arrested?
The mouth that spoke those words seemed to spit the three teeth that were left to it into Richard's face.
Monsieur Richard behaved like a hero. He retreated no farther.
His threatening forefinger seemed already to be pointing out the keeper of Box 5 to the absent magistrates.
I am going to have you arrested, Madame Giry, as a thief.
Say that again.
And Madame Giry caught Monsieur Manager Richard a mighty box on the ear before Monsieur Manager Moncharmin had time to intervene. But it was not the withered hand of the angry old beldame that fell on the managerial ear, but the envelope itself, the cause of all the trouble. The magic envelope that opened with the blow, scattering the banknotes, which escaped in a fantastic whirl of giant butterflies. The two managers gave a shout, and the same thought made them both go on their knees, feverishly picking up and hurriedly examining the precious scraps of paper.
Are they still genuine, Moncharmin?
Are they still genuine, Richard?
Yes, they are still genuine.
Above their heads, Mame Giry's three teeth were clashing in a noisy contest full of hideous interjections. But all that could be clearly distinguished was this leitmotif.
I, a thief! I, a thief! I!